Let's begin our practice today by really taking care that we're embodied. Embodied in the body. What does that mean for you, to be embodied? Well, for me, it means deliberately paying attention to the fact that I'm sitting. And I can feel my bottom in the chair, and there's some pressure there. And then the mind wanders away. And we notice again, there's a pressure sensation of sitting at the bottom. And with that sitting, I can feel my hands in my lap. And because I have intentions to soften and open to being here with things as they are, I deliberately soften my hands. I let them rest in the lap. And I let that resting of the hands move up the arms and into the shoulders. And I pay attention to what's happening in the shoulders now. Are they kind of up and braced, a little tense, as they so often are in our culture? And if so, I can notice that, and I can also roll them up back and down and release them. Maybe even roll them a few times. And this helps me to get a little more embodied as I notice the effect of bringing my shoulders back and down and softening them. As I notice how that feels in the shoulders, how it ripples down the arms to the hands again. And how that also opens the chest and the heart area. And I notice for a moment the breath in the heart, chest area. But if you're anything like me, you might not still be fully embodied. And so noticing the length of the spine and how it's doing. Checking in with the bottom, still feeling the sensations at the chair. And then noticing down through the legs to the feet, sensations through legs and feet and contact with the floor. And here's where I deliberately plant myself. And I might have begun there, but I didn't. It's okay. Just really planting the feet at the earth. And with that planting, letting the awareness move all the way up through the body. Feeling body. Scanning upwards. And then I remember I've forgotten my head, neck. Maybe not really forgotten, just not given the attention it so often gets too much of. And so just feeling neck and head. That it actually is connected to the body. So the breath may help here. As if you're breathing in through the nose and all the way down through the whole of the body. And I remember as I do this that it helps if my eyes are soft and downwards and that the eyeballs are still. And I'm reminded that when the mind is moving, the eyes are moving, and that that's a great way to notice the movements of the mind, whether the eyes are open or closed. And then to assist my embodiment a little further, I bring a wee bit of a smile to the corners of the eyes and lips. And I breathe in through the smile. Letting the breath move all the way through the body, beginning with the smile. And with this smile, I'm remembering intentions for practice. So, what are your intentions for practice? Does the smile remind you of why you bothered to practice, why you bothered to come here today? What's really important? Remembering whatever your particular intentions are, that mindfulness is not mindfulness without an open-heartedness. Opening to things as they are, with friendliness. So we have attitudes of acceptance and goodwill that we want to embody throughout the practice. And so as we carry on with the practice, using the smile and really reconnecting with body as a way to reconnect with these intentions for mindfulness and your own particular intentions. And breathing in through the smile. Feeling the release with each exhale, letting that ripple through the body. Feeling free to let the breathing be quite deep initially, taking deliberate full inhales and nice slow releasing exhales. And then letting the awareness rest on the breathing, a smiley, embodied breathing. Finding your spot where you place the attention on the breathing, where you can feel it easily. And letting the attention simply rest there, and come back to there. Let it be an anchoring place in the present moment. For whenever the mind wanders to sounds and thoughts and emotions, some of these experiences we kind of just let come and go, like waves of the ocean around our anchor in the breath. And others that are more significant, that really hijack our awareness, we make a mental note of. May feel them briefly through the body. Ah, there's planning. Oh, and that's how it feels in the body. There's anxiety. Oh, and that's how it feels in the body. Or sad, or worry, or rumination, daydreaming, or sleepiness, restlessness, wanting, aversion, judging, comparing, whatever the mind state is that's really swept us away. We make a mental note, we feel it through the body, and we let it wash away through the body. And then we reconnect again with breathing in our chosen spot. Remembering that the wanderings of the mind are not a problem, and that each time we notice the wanderings of the mind, we're actually awake and aware. And we have the opportunity to become familiar and friendly towards the various workings of the mind. Oh, this is what's happening. We get to know how things are. Label it, feel it through the body, and return to breathing and awareness of it, smiling into the breathing again and again and again. deepening attention on the breathing by noticing the relative lengths of the breath. So you may find it helpful to focus for a while primarily on the in-breath, noticing if this in-breath is longer or shorter than the one before. This helps us to deepen our attention and also helps us realize that the breath is always changing. It's not what we think it is. And it can help with this practice to place a hand over the belly, or if your focus is at the chest. And just noticing the relative lengths of each in-breath. Not controlling the breath, simply noticing how it is, long or short. This helps us too to appreciate how the breath is always responsive to what's going on with us, our internal states. And then you might care to notice for a while the relative lengths of the exhale, the out-breath. How is this out-breath compared to the last one? bringing the attention back whenever it wanders off the breathing. Remembering those moments of wandering and noticing them are the moments when we do that bicep curl in the brain. That's our workout. And as you feel able, you might care to notice both in-breath and out-breath, long or short for each. And then letting go of noticing long or short. And just resting for a while. The sense of sitting here, that embodiment, and breathing.